This is The Guardian.
Regid Ahmed here on Gadigal Land with the full story.
The Statewide Treaty Bill 2025 is now an act of the Parliament of Victoria.
In Australia, only one state or territory has managed to sign a treaty with its First Nations people, and that is Victoria.
Words are easy. Words are cheap. But these words now, in a treaty, in legislation, these words cannot disappear.
After about a decade of work, voting has closed for Victoria's First Nations treaty body, and next month we'll see those elected form a new-look First Peoples Assembly called Galangwal. Candidates include Senator Lydia Thorpe's son, Robbie Thorpe, and many are hoping to bring their lived experience to a new era of politics in the state. But while Victoria is forging ahead, a state election in November could undo it all, as the state Liberal Party promises to dismantle the process.
What the treaty is about and what the First Peoples Assembly is about, it's about self-determination, it's about First Nations people in Victoria having the ability and the authority to make decisions for themselves. They want to be responsible for their future, basically. So taking that away from them, you're going to see the same thing over and over again.
Today, Indigenous Affairs reporter Douglas Smith on this pivotal moment in the pathway to treaty and if national truth-telling will come along with it. It's Thursday, the 23rd of April.